This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know Imam Rumi, you know when I went to Konya just recently, there is not a single scholar of today's time that has not quoted him. The scholars of Asia, the scholars of Sham, the scholars of the Middle East, they've all quoted Imam Rumi in their books. And he's Persian. He lived towards the end of his life in Turkey. And one of the examples he goes on to give, he goes, there was this man that wanted to go to a barber shop, a barber and a tattoo shop. So they go inside and this guy wanted to get a tattoo. So he goes into the guy and he takes off his top and he's all built and everything like this. And he goes, give me a tattoo of a lion. I want people to see this lion and know that I am a lion, because he was, mashallah, so built in that, yeah? So he goes, give me a massive picture of a lion. So the guy goes, yeah, that's fine. I'll give you a picture of a lion. So he gets him to lie down and he starts to draw on his body part. He starts to make the lion. So now when he starts to make the ear of the lion, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm making the ear. He goes, leave the ear out. He goes, forget the ear. The tattoo guy goes, okay. Then the tattoo guy starts to make the mane. And then he goes, it's hurting me again. Leave the mane out. I don't want it. Forget it. You know, just make it without the mane. Tattoo guy goes, alright, okay. This is a bit weird. You're asking for a lion without a mane, but okay, we'll do it. He wanted to make his money, probably. So then the tattoo artist started to make other parts, the stomach section of the lion. And now the guy goes, make it without the stomach. And the tattoo guy actually said to him, he goes, not even God created a lion like this. And Imam Rumi used this example to explain to the Muslims of today and the Muslims of that time that to be a lion, or let's just say he wanted a picture of a lion, but he was not ready to endure the pain that comes behind getting that lion put on his body. There is no way in 1,000 years you will ever be able to attain tasawwuf without pain, without sacrifice. If you want to become a lion of Islam, you will have to put up with pain, put up with sorrow. There is no way that it will ever be the case that you pray 5 times a day, you do the dhikr of Allah, you're devoted to Allah, you love Allah, you're living a glorious and glamorous life, and you know you're dedicated and you're this, and you're not going to have any problems and conflictions. That won't be the case, because you, to become a lion, Allah is going to put you through the test. In this situation, Imam Rumi mentioned, it's a tattoo artist giving the pain to the insan. But in our situation, we have Allah giving pain to us to make us strong in terms of Iman.